We're on the telephone with Jason Russell with Russell Brothers LLC, a hog farm near Monticello, Iowa. And Jason and his family are being recognized with a Pork Industry Environmental Steward Award from the Pork Checkoff. Well, Jason, congratulations on that award. That you're one of four nationwide being recognized. That's quite an honor, isn't it?
Yes, thanks, Ken. We're really excited here. My wife, Sarah, and I have been involved in some commodity groups trying to get the word out about ag, and seems like people are noticing that we work hard on and off the farm when it comes to promoting the positive light of ag.
And this certainly is a positive when we talk about farmers who are doing good things environmentally on their farms. We'll talk about that in just a bit, but let's talk about the farming operation that you run there. What all do you do?
We raise hogs, wean to finish. We actually custom feed for the mash-offs based out of Illinois. We'll get the pigs at that 12-pound area and feed them out up to like 270. 14,000 head a year out of this Russell Brothers site. So, and we also grow corn and soybeans. My brother Eric and I do about 800 acres this year we'll be farming. We try and stay busy.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the things you've done environmentally on your place to be more, should we say, environmentally friendly.
Yeah, we've done quite a few things. I just like to say we grab the low-hanging fruit if we can, and we're in a pretty windy area over here in Linn County, and we put a wind turbine on our farm. We took advantage of some USDA grants that were available a couple of years back and put that turbine up, and it's been a real good thing. We've probably been getting 60 to 80% of our actual power out of it that we use in a given year, and we've got a net metering agreement with the power company, so we don't actually sell power. We just get to store it on the grid until we need it again, and that's a real good deal for us because then you're getting paid full price to generate electricity. We also do grass waterways, conservation tillage, precision farming, and all that kind of stuff, trying to save soil and water, and plant quite a few trees around the confinements to hopefully catch some of the dust and filter the air a little bit. So.
Yeah, I know there's been a lot of effort by pork producers over the past few years to become better neighbors and be real cognizant of the folks that are living around them too. I assume that's in your case as well.
Yeah, we kind of started out that way. There's a lot of bad publicity that gets stirred up by some outside groups that aren't necessarily in favor of hog farming. And, you know, if you just make a presence with everybody in your area, if you're going to get started, is what I would recommend, and invite people over to see your farm. And even when you're going, or if somebody new moves in the area, invite them over, and if they don't mind, they'll, you know, even help you chore sometimes.
Yeah, it kind of takes the mystery out of it.
Yeah, it's a good way to spread the word, you know, positively too. And we give pork to the people that live really close to the farms also. You know, if they do catch a whiff someday if we're pumping manure or something like that, it kind of hopefully will help them feel better about how things are going too. So,
The wind turbine that you constructed, is this a fairly large unit then, or?
Well, it's considerably large compared to some. It's about 150 feet in the air, and it's got a 60-foot diameter blade sweep. So it's pretty good size. It's they call it a 50 kilowatt. So it'd be for a large farm. You've got to have a farm like a hog confinement or any kind of a farm with a lot of things that are running all the time, like your well and your feed and your fans. Because wind turbines complement that. When there's a load there all the time, they have somewhere for the power to go. You know, if you had a grain setup, probably wouldn't be the best thing, because you're going to have a large load part of the time, and then a lot of the time with no load. So, but yeah, it's a fairly large unit. I think it probably weighs 20 ton altogether. It's pretty heavy deal. I was here and there putting it up, but pretty neat. We get a lot of people, you know, from 10 miles away that are talking about it, and then they find out that I'm the one that farms here, and then they want to know a whole bunch of stuff about it. It's a good conversation starter and good way to, you know, pull on, grab somebody's ear and try and get them, you know, up to speed on how things are going here. So.
And the investment you made in that, you mentioned you had some help from grants, but the investment you've made, is that going to pay off as far as what you're saving on electricity costs then?
Ken, yeah, well, it looks like we'll probably be in 5 or 6 years, we'll probably be in the black on that. With the, you know, there's the USDA grants, and the state of Iowa is real friendly with that too. They gave us a low interest loan, and it might actually be no interest loan actually. And that helps a lot. If you're not paying interest, you just got to pay the principal on that. And yeah, it's 5 or 6 years if electricity doesn't go up, Ken, and I don't think it ever goes down. So it probably should be a good deal in the future too.
What motivated you to take that step and make that investment?
Well, we just wanted to kind of shine a positive light on the pork industry. You know, there's so many things a person can do that are perceived as good for the environment and neat, and we just wanted to do a few things, try and make ourselves less of a target for bad publicity, I guess, if that makes sense. You know, we wanted to be on the good graces of the community and show that we're trying. You know, we keep the lawn mowed up and try and keep the place looking good, and even have some school tours from the local high school and the community college too, and kind of show the place off a little bit. It's good to for somebody to see all the work when you're mowing lawn and trimming and stuff. So that was about it. You know, we just wanted to keep a good public image and stuff.
You mentioned early on that both you and your wife try to help tell the positive story of agriculture, and certainly that's one way you're doing that. Are you involved in other ways as well? Or?
Yeah, I'm actually the Linn County Farm Bureau president on the board here, and I've been involved at the state level too with some young farmer activities, and enjoy doing that and meeting the other farmers around the country and the state, and learning a lot of things about how other people make a living on the farm and that type of stuff. Did a little bit of lobbying at Washington, D.C. through Iowa Farm Bureau and stuff like that, just trying to help however I can. But I enjoy it. Like I said, you get to meet a lot of neat people and learn things that you'd never heard about before.
I'm also was going to ask you about the nutrients that you produce there on the farm. Are you able to market those then through neighbors who farm locally? Or?
Yeah, what we do with the manure, we've rented some land a little ways away, and we'll haul it by semi and put some manure on. And we don't put on a full rate of manure because that can get pretty costly. But, you know, even at a half rate or something, there's a huge benefit there to get that natural fertilizer action going in the soil. And then we've got neighbors that farm right close to the buildings, and they actually get manure for free if they pay the pumping. So that's just something we try and do to be neighborly and helps them feel, you know, like they're part of the operation too. And yeah, we don't actually sell any of the manure. We just kind of give it away and try and use it as much as we can ourselves.
Well, very good, Jason. I'm out of questions. Anything we miss? Anything else that you wanted to mention? Or
yeah, I'd just like to say I'm very excited to be farming in this day and age. There's so many new things coming out that make our lives easier and actually a lot more fun. The precision technology that we can get a hold of as far as the application and the planting goes really makes a lot of promises. We can probably do some amazing things environmentally as far as putting manure on and dealing with the nutrient loss that EPA is so concerned about. And like in our state, we're doing the nutrient reduction strategy here, trying to make things better before we get regulated out of business. And like I said, I'm just excited to be farming in this time and having all the fun things to mess with that I do have. So.